This week on the eBay for Business podcast.
The holiday shipping guide is something that we put together to really tie together consumer trends that you might want to consider this holiday season, along with the usual tips and tricks to try to make it as seamless as possible. But the focus is shipping because of all the things that have occurred and sort of changed how we think about e-commerce or how we manage our businesses in light of a global pandemic.
You know, eBay just really took off for me with the pandemic and everything. I was back to my sales volumes that I had back in like the 2000s. I was, you know, $10,000, $12,000 a month, which was great. Because with the new store, I haven't been focusing that much on it. So, you know, closing for COVID actually got me to refocus on eBay and my business was through the roof. It was fantastic.
I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Griff. And this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this, it's hard to believe, is episode 115. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, Griff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's sunny. It's cool. It's fall. It's crisp.
It's a beautiful day here in Northern California.
It really is for a change.
I hear you did something pretty cool this week.
I did. I got invited to be on a podcast. And it was great fun. It was a podcast that called the Soccer Cards United podcast. You can guess what it's about, trading cards for soccer, of which I have no knowledge at all. But it's run by two guys, Jason and Enzo. I didn't get to meet Enzo. I'm sorry, Enzo, maybe next time. But Jason was really cool. I'll put the link to the podcast in the links. You can also find it really easy if you just search online for Soccer Cards United. And if you're a trading card aficionado, you may want to check it out. Plus, they're from Ireland, and they're very Irish, and it's always nice to hear Irish brogue. So,
love those accents. So we also have a new print sales report feature in Seller Hub, which is really exciting. It's a feature sellers have been asking for a long time. I loved seeing the reaction when it's rolled out. Griff, can you tell us the details on that?
Yeah, you can get to it by going to Seller Hub and then clicking the Performance tab and then clicking the link for sales. And on that page, you'll notice if you've really been following the page, you'll notice there's a change. There's a little link that says Print Sales Report. This is fantastic information, by the way. So I'm going to start printing them out as PDFs and saving them so that I can look back on my sales figures, which I try to do every month now.
And of course, the day that this podcast is publishing, it's November 3rd. And we want to remind everybody out there, if you're listening on November 3rd, you still have time to vote. So find your local polling place, make a plan, get out there and vote.
Yeah. You have to shut your computer off, put your business on hold for as long as it might take, and go do your civic duty.
Absolutely. And one more thing or is that it?
No, we have one more thing. You can bring it up if you like.
Oh, okay. At the end of the episode today, we are going to talk about a pretty big issue that we've heard a lot of feedback from sellers on lately, and that is item specifics. It's at the end of the episode, so please stay tuned.
That's right. I can't wait to get to it.
And given that this is the first podcast for November, what's our new theme for the month?
Well, we do have a new theme, and this week we're kicking off November with the holiday hustle theme. And for this and the next episode, we'll focus on hustling for the holidays when it comes to shipping, which is a big priority during the holiday selling season.
And in that spirit, to discuss all things shipping, our guests today are eBay customer marketing strategist, Jen Deal, and eBay seller, Lynn Drolley, the queen of auctions.
Indeed she is. It's always great to have Lynn on the show and Jen as well. So we have a whole show we can look forward to. I can't wait.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. And we also will have questions. We have two questions to answer, so those will be at the end. But first, let's talk to Jen Deal. It's been a few months since we've talked to our seller guide guru, but she's back with us now to share news about the latest seller guide. Welcome back, customer marketing strategist Jen Deal. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Griff.
Well, we all know that holiday 2020 is a shopping and shipping season like no other this year. And I understand we just launched a new shipping guide for the holidays for sellers. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. I am really excited about this guide for a number of reasons. We've never done a holiday shipping guide before, and it was really important this year that we did because if you didn't realize, we have a global pandemic happening. And not to make light of it, it is a serious thing and it's really been disruptive to the world, but it's also done some really great things in e-commerce. So I'm going to touch on a few of those data points today for my data lovers out there. But the holiday shipping guide is something that we put together to really tie together consumer trends that you might want to consider this holiday season, along with the usual tips and tricks to try to make it as seamless as possible. But the focus is shipping because of all the things that have occurred and sort of changed how we think about e-commerce or how we manage our businesses in light of a global pandemic,
which is now spiking around the world again. So it's a top of mind for all sellers.
That's right. And it's definitely top of mind for us.
We recently announced that UPS will be on the eBay Labels platform. So now we have all three of the major carriers on eBay Labels, and that's really good news. Besides that, why should sellers use eBay Labels as opposed to printing them outside of eBay?
Well, so this is excellent. Having these three major carriers on eBay Labels is fantastic for any and all sellers because it is the place that you get negotiated discount rates from the carriers without actually having to negotiate with them separately or creating a separate account. It is a seamless integration into the platform. So as a seller, when you sell an item, you go to the order transaction, you hit print label, you choose the option that you want, and you go. And in fact, if I can mention it, we actually have a new service that launched a week ago where you don't even need a printer. You can download a QR code and it emails you and you can download it to your phone and you can take that QR code that is correlated to the shipping label for that order, take it to the carrier and they will scan it and print the label there and put it on the box for you.
So if you're going to go into one of the carrier locations because you don't have a printer, you just scan in that QR code.
That's right. So I just want to call out a couple nuances there. One thing is UPS is not yet available on the QR code, but they will be very, very soon. Okay. FedEx and USPS are both on there. And so if you check out our sites and usual resource channels, and we can wrap that up for you at the end, you can use the locator to figure out who has it and who doesn't. But it's a really cool thing. I've had some business sellers reach out and ask, why? Like, or say, who doesn't have a printer? And I'll just say, let me just cover that off for you. This was really created because we have a lot of sellers that don't have printers, or we have a lot of sellers that are C2C. This is really meant to be a C2C solution.
And that means consumer to consumer.
Consumer to consumer, that's right. And they don't have printers, or we have young people who live in a digital world and don't even have a textbook and they don't have printers. And so this is just an easy way for us to help them remove a barrier of how do I get a piece of paper or a label out to stick on the box? Like, you don't have to, you take it in. And by the way, I want to share some little tips too for those business sellers out there that are still unconvinced. I was on a road trip recently because I had to get out of the house and I was selling items along the way and I didn't have a printer.
Oh, right. And so, if you're on the road and you're buying and selling while you're on your little road trip, you can use that QR code. Just go into the USPS office.
Just a little tip. Yeah. I don't think it's like the biggest use case, but it is definitely one of those things where you think, this is awesome.
I can see for example, I'm not a high volume seller, but I sell one or two or three things a week. And what if my printer broke? That prints out my labels.
Oh, you run out of ink.
Well, it's a thermal printer. It never runs out of ink, but it can break down. I could just take that QR code and schlep myself into the USPS office and say, here, scan and print this. Thank you. And what happens in that case, if you go into USPS and you buy a label directly from them, you're not going to get the discount. But if you have the QR code and you go in, that's going to give you the discount.
That's right, because it's still on eBay labels. That's the takeaway. And that actually is a great segue to bring us back to what your original question was, is why eBay labels? It's the convenience, it's seamless, it's the savings. Your tracking gets uploaded immediately and automatically. And by the way, I know that there's also some concern out there among sellers that they don't have a FedEx or UPS carrier near them, but there also are thousands of locations that accept those packages. Places like CVS and Walgreens and Dollar General, those all take at least one of those carriers.
The Walgreens that's just two blocks from me will take FedEx too, and that's very handy.
Yeah, there are ways to actually get access to those carriers by dropping packages off at retailers.
As we get into the holiday shipping season, the carriers get more and more busy. There may be some delays in delivery times, and sellers want reassurance about what we're doing in those cases to help them provide their buyers with a realistic estimate for delivery. And are we continuing to watch that? And if so, what are we doing?
Oh, absolutely. the global pandemic certainly, you know, shut down the world literally for a while. April was one of the worst months in history for retailers, stores, you know, you name it, everybody was closed.
Yeah.
And what we have been doing, and we do this regardless of a pandemic, but even more so, we are partnering very closely with our carriers to make sure we're on top of what their challenges are, what their capacities are. We stay on top of that. And then what we do is those estimated delivery times that you have on eBay listings that we show to the buyers, those may or may not be adjusted depending on if there is a delay or not. And over the summer, you might have heard us say in certain instances when certain carriers were hitting sort of peak capacity or finding challenges somewhere, there were certain areas where we did increase or add a day to those estimated delivery times. And that's really just to help set expectations for the buyer so that they know without us explaining over and over again, like, this is what's happening. And they don't, you know, I don't have to get in the weeds on that. We just help them out by giving them more realistic timelines. And that helps you as well, because as a seller, as long as you meet your stated handling time, those delays are not on you. Right. We don't blame you for the post office being late, for example. We just expect you to deliver within your stated handling time. So if that's one day or 2 days, and then we're good. And then over the summer, we had increased seller protections to ensure that you were covered as a seller on any delayed shipments. But to be honest, that expired on September 30th, and we've been in a really good place since then, right?
Good,
so the carriers are working out well. There's not really a ton of delay, but we continue to stay on top of that because we are coming into the shopping season. And as I'm talking about people shopping online, there are also people shopping in store or at least picking up in store, and that still requires some shipments going to different places. The mall that's down the street from me, in fact, is seeing a 15% increase week over week for holiday. That means people are buying and shopping for holiday.
Oh, of course. Right? Yes. Right now, in fact. What about international shipping?
International shipping for our business has been really important. And we launched early on this year eBay International Standard Delivery. And so we actually have two services on site that are available to sellers. That's GSP, or Global Shipping Program, that's been around for a few years now. And now also eBay International Standard Delivery, which is a more direct, if you're sending something directly to someone, a buyer in Canada or Germany or the Netherlands, you can print the label yourself, fill out the custom form and send it to them. Because we have those two services in place, we've been able to support a lot of international shipments and deliver within a reasonable amount of time. And so we will continue to do that for the holiday season. We are seeing so much adoption of international standard delivery, and we continue to encourage that. And I think for holiday, and this is a little teaser, Griff, in the next 2 weeks, we will publish the carrier delivery deadlines. And this year, we are including international as part of that. Now, we can't get around countries that are closing. For example, France has recently closed their country down. I don't know what that's going to mean for shipping yet, but we publish those in the Seller Center, and we keep that up to date. It's also in the help pages. And also, if a package can't get somewhere, we won't allow the label to be printed or the item to be purchased.
We started off this little chat with a talk about the holiday shipping guide. We've been saving this till the end, of course, because it's always nice to tease. But where can we go to get the holiday shipping guide?
It is in our seasonal playbook in Seller Center. So I'm going to give you the URL. It's ebay.com/seasonal-playbook. That's all one word. It's going to be the very first link that you see there. It's a PDF download, so you can print that out. You can just read it online. You can read it as an ebook. I think it's a good read. We put some good research in there. There's some tips. You'll learn about the partners. You'll learn about what the partners are doing to help safe contact and delivery as well.
That's great news. Well, Jen, I want to thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We don't have you enough, and we're going to remedy that.
I would love that.
Okay. Well, thanks again, and go back to work. We'll talk to you after the holidays are over and see how it went.
Sounds great.
Jen Deal is the customer marketing strategist here at eBay. We've been talking about the holiday shipping guide, which is a part of the seasonal playbook, which again, we'll put the link in our transcript as we do every week. It's ebay.com/seasonal-playbook. Continuing with our theme this week of shipping for the holidays, it's time, I thought, that we revisit an old friend of the podcast and find out how she's doing and how she's planning to handle the shipping challenges that come with a pandemic and with the holiday season all wrapped up into one big nasty bundle. Welcome, if you would, the Queen of Auctions, direct from Ventura, California, Lynn Drolley. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Griff. It's so great to be back with you. I've missed you.
So how has business been since we spoke last? I know we talked, I think, at the middle of the summer, and there were some challenges. How are things going right now?
You know, eBay just really took off for me with the pandemic and everything. I was back to my sales volumes that I had back in like the 2000s. I was, you know, $10,000, $12,000 a month, which was great. Because with the new store, I haven't been focusing that much on it. So closing for COVID actually got me to refocus on eBay and my business was through the roof. It was fantastic. Now with the store back open, it's a challenge for me to continue to list and run the store.
Yeah.
And my business has really felt it. Last month on eBay, I think I did about 8,000. And this month, I'm down 24% from last month, but I'm up 24% from last year. So even though I'm down a little bit from last month, I'm still picking up really good double-digit increases from last year. So I'm very happy with that. There has been a wrench thrown in my eBay business, and that is called a puppy called Cha-Cha.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, do tell. Miss Cha-Cha entered our life 4 weeks ago. That's why my business is down 24%.
A puppy has that kind of power. I love it.
She really does, Griff. I have not been listing. And I've always told all my followers that if you're not listing at auction, you're not selling. And it's so true. You have got to be listing consistently. And I've really felt it. Yeah, Cha-Cha is taking up all of my time and energy. And I really didn't know it was like getting a baby. It's like having a newborn.
What kind of dog is it?
She's a golden doodle.
Oh, so cute.
She's really cute. That's her saving grace.
But she's actually taken away a little bit of your attention from your business.
Oh, from both of my businesses. I only go to the store now 2 days a week, Griff, because I can't take her yet because she hasn't had all her shots and it's not safe.
Yeah.
So I'm only in the store for a limited time. And then I'm trying to work from home. But I'm telling you, every couple hours, you got to take them out. You got to train them. You got to do this. You got to do that. Yeah, my businesses have been suffering. And, you know, this really isn't my dog. It's supposed to be my daughter's dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's how that works out.
She comes home about twice a week and I get a little break. But yeah, she's this dog is just a doll.
She'll soon be grown. What's her name? Cha-Cha?
Cha-Cha.
She'll soon be old enough to be following you back and forth from your home to your business and your home to your business.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be really great.
Well, there's a holiday season coming. I know it's hard to think of right now with so much going on in your household and in your business. How are you preparing for this?
Griff, holiday is front and center in all of my businesses right now. My store, we've got 5 Christmas trees in the front window. We put them up 2 weeks ago. People are shopping for Christmas. We are all so ready for 2020 to be over. I'm skipping Halloween. I'm skipping Thanksgiving. I'm going right to Christmas. People are shopping, Griff. Yeah. I had my best month ever in the store in August.
And I want to remind people that your store is on the main street of Ventura, California, there on the coast in Southern California. And when we last talked, business was still going on at the store, but it was slower because of the pandemic. So you're saying now you've got more open hours and you're seeing a lot more business.
You know, it's interesting, Griff. We had very limited hours and we still do. We're open 11 to 3 most days. And then we have 3 days we're open 11 to 5. But even with those limited hours, we've had two of our best months in the last 3 years. People are ready to get out and shop and they're ready to shop on eBay. That's why eBay has been booming. And people are definitely Christmas shopping right now. I brought in so many gifts into the store and I've got those on my website. I've been listing some of those on eBay because it's time. People jump in right now. Get it going. Get your stores loaded and ready to go.
Well, tell our seller audience how you prepare for this busy holiday season. I know it's going to be very busy with both a retail location and also eBay, but you run most of your business, if I remember correctly, the operation end of it out of the store, correct? Are you in a different location for the
eBay? No. We've definitely got all the eBays at the store. There's 15. I have 15,000 things listed on eBay now. Am I insane?
Why don't you go for 30 then?
You know, okay, Griff, it's really not very funny because I was trying to get down to 10,000 and then eBay so generously gave us all those free extra fixed price listings.
There you go.
So I was right around 12. Now I'm at 15. And I was just debating whether to try to get down to the 10,000 again, but I'm not doing anything till after Christmas. I will not end anything till after Christmas.
And I have to remind our listeners, if you've never heard Lynn before, the things that she sells are one of a kind. So these aren't like SKU listings. Each one is a new separate creation that has to be written from scratch.
Oh my, that makes me sound insane, doesn't it?
Well, and you do all the listing yourself.
I do. I have Mo, you know, Mo, my assistant.
Yes,
she's still doing a little bit of it for me, but you know, she's in Palm Desert. I'm in Ventura. So that doesn't work so well. I have a gal, Cindy, who's phenomenal. She does all my shipping. She writes everything up for me. So all I do is take the picture and list it. She is on vacation this week, though. Can you imagine? It almost put me over the edge. She's on vacation. So not only am I trying to run my store, list on eBay, write a newsletter, now I have to do all the shipping.
Oh, brother. I'd withhold that raise for Cindy.
I know. How could she do this to me? She looked at me on last Friday, and she's like, okay, see you in 10 days. I'm like, wait a minute.
That was your notice?
No. Oh. It had been on my calendar for 6 months, but did I notice?
Of course not.
I have to tell you, I'm not taking as many offers on hard to ship things this week until, but you know what? Starting tomorrow, or actually at midnight tonight, I can start taking any hard to ship offer because she'll have to ship it on Monday.
You take as many as you can.
Well, that's a little evil, isn't it?
Well, when it comes to business, there's no such thing as evil.
Okay,
you have to get the business done.
Yes, you do.
What do your shipping operations look like?
They're fantastic. I'm very proud of the way we ship. And it's been fun for me because it's like riding a bike, Griff. You just get right back on it. I'll sit at Cindy's desk. I pull all my sheets. Imagine I have about 50 books, all little tiny books that have all my iSell sheets in them for each item. So I have 15,000 sheets of paper. I sit at Cindy's desk. I grab a notebook from, like, let's say November 2015. Pull out the sheet for the item that sold. It tells me the shelf. So I get my stack of all my iSell sheets of the things that have sold. I put them in order of the shelf numbers. And I just go through the warehouse, pick everything up, get it on the shipping table. And then I bubble wrap everything. And then I get to work. And it's very streamlined. We have every single size box there that you need. You have to have a very streamlined, organized shipping station. And we certainly do. And it's just great. You grab the brown paper to crinkle and put around stuff. You've got the air pads. You've got all your padded mailers, your boxes in every size, all those eBay shipping supplies all over the place. So yeah, we're very organized. It goes super fast. I weigh everything. Then I take my iSell sheets. I go to my computer. I make my labels, put the labels on, roll up that back door, and the postman comes at 1:30 every day.
You have the postman come to you. You don't go to him, obviously.
No way. Yeah. Do you remember that back in the day when you actually had to stand in line and ship everything? That was awful.
Yes, with a big stack of packages in your hand. Yeah, we're talking a few years back, but yeah, I do remember those. And then I would buy the money orders that I would need to pay for the stuff that I bought on eBay at the same time.
Oh, gosh. That was back in the day for sure, wasn't it?
It was.
I used to send my dad, when he'd come to visit, I'd send my dad to the post office every day, and I'd always be begging him, come back.
Put him to good use.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really handy. And you can schedule that pickup out for the whole year practically. You know, you just go onto USPS.com and schedule it. And our guy's really great. His name's Greg, and he'll stop by at 11 and he'll say, is there going to be more? And he'll come back on his way back to the post office at 1:30, which is really nice.
So do you ever give Greg is his name?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever give Greg a little gift or a little token of your appreciation? What do you give him?
I give him cash at Christmas.
Oh, cash at Christmas. The best gift ever.
What's better than cash at Christmas?
I don't know. A 20-year-old Glenlivet scotch might be nice, but.
Ooh, that sounds good. But you know what? Actually, Griff, that's a really good point. I should do something like once a month for him. You know what I mean? And not wait till Christmas. That's a really good point. Something like a gift certificate to a nice restaurant or something like that. That's a really, really good point.
Or an eBay gift card that you can spend in your store.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Greg told me he likes all those things. So
you and Greg are tight, aren't you?
Well, you're not supposed to know that, but actually, yes. We've been living together for years now.
And he commutes to Ventura to do the mail every day.
Yeah, he goes all the way down to Ventura just to serve his favorite client, which is you.
Thank you.
Would it be possible for you to get a photo taken of you and maybe Cindy or somebody or whoever's around in your packing area so we can include that image?
Yeah, love to. Maybe I'll put Cha-Cha in it too.
Oh, yes, put Cha-Cha in it too. That would be perfect.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll do that for sure.
Well, Lynn, I want to thank you for taking the time of talking to us. It's always a pleasure. And I hope that you're going to be fully staffed for the next month or so. You're going to need it.
Yeah. You know, Griff, that's something I wanted to bring up, too. I have hired extra people for the holiday seasons. I've put in a new terminal, an extra terminal in the store. We're really gearing up to be busy. And it's funny because one of my employees said to me when Cindy went on vacation, she goes, you know, you should really cross train us all in the eBay shipping so you don't have to do it. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I need to start cross training my people that are in the front of the store to be able to work in the back of the store.
And I'm sure you'll find the time to do that in between Cha-Cha, shipping, listing. Now you're going to train your staff. I think you're amazing. And you never sleep.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth. With Cha-Cha, it's totally true now. We're talking 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, it's all worth it. You will love having a dog.
I will. And it's my daughter's dog. It's Indiana's dog.
Well, but it's really yours. I mean.
Thank you, Griff. Thank you for letting me know that.
Is she training it?
A little bit, but not much. I mean, she's still at Pepperdine. She's a senior this year.
Oh, good for her. Is she feeding it?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right. Yeah. That's all. Those are all the things that matter. Well, as soon as she graduates from Pepperdine, she can get back in the back office and start working for you again.
I don't think that's where she wants to go.
It doesn't matter where she wants to go. It's where she needs to go. And you need her help.
I really do, actually. I do.
Well, Lynn, it's a pleasure, as always.
Thanks, Griff.
Tell people where they can go to see you.
They can go to lynnsconsignments.com, and they can sign up for my newsletter. And I'm still writing about eBay and stuff, but it's just through the store.
Wait a minute. You're still writing as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm writing a newsletter. My mom called me this morning. She goes, I haven't seen the newsletter this weekend. And I go, Mom, I'm working on it.
How much Red Bull do you go through in a week?
Diet Coke.
Oh, Diet Coke. Right.
Yeah. I should probably switch to coffee.
Or just add on coffee, right?
Yeah, right on.
Right. Well, Lynn, it's always a pleasure. The queen of auctions, Lynn Drolley, everyone. And we'll check in with Lynn after the holiday season is over and she's taking a well-deserved break. Not.
I think I will.
Okay, Lynn, thanks so much.
Thanks, Griff.
You can find Lynn on eBay as well under the user ID, the queen of auctions. She's got 15,000 things up there right now. Surely you can find something to buy. Check it out, the queen of auctions. You have questions. We have answers. Yay.
At least we hope we do. No, we definitely do.
I think we do.
I wonder about you, Griff, sometimes, but that aside.
Well, I don't make stuff up all the time. Sometimes I actually research it. So
actually, what's great is when we get these calls or emails, it does give us a chance to research them and make sure that we bring back the most accurate information and it's clear and easy to understand.
Yeah, sure. That's the ticket.
With that in mind, our first question actually was an email that came into our podcast at ebay.com mailbox. Concerned seller Rob wrote to us, "Dear podcast, I do not offer free shipping for all my items, some, but not all. For those where the buyers pay shipping, I just noticed that my buyers are being charged more than I am paying for the postage label. For example, I had one sale where the postage label cost me $8.17 for a priority 1 pound. But the buyer was charged $9.60. I made $1.43 profit on the shipping. I don't think that's right. Why is my buyer paying more than I am?" Well, that's a good one. So, Rob, here is the answer. You are qualifying for the discount shipping rates that eBay negotiates with the USPS. And that's why you are only paying, in this case, $8.17 for a label that would normally cost $9.60. Your buyer is none the wiser, by the way. But if you would rather not keep the balance between the discount rate and the standard rate, you can pass the shipping cost discount on to your buyers. Griff, can you explain how to do that?
Yeah, sure. I do this as well. And it's, again, I want to reiterate, this is a seller decision. You can keep the discount amount if you want, or you can pass it on to the buyer. And to do so, you can do it in just a few easy steps. It involves resetting a setting. Go to your shipping preferences page, and it's at ebay.com/ship/PRF. I'll put that link in the transcript. Then look for the section on that page that says offer carrier specific discounts for buyers. Click the edit link to the right, and on the following page, you'll see three options, and you have to pick one. And the first one is offer a discount on standard online and in-store carrier rates, which is where you provide a percentage discount off the in-store price, anywhere from 5% to up to 70%. Or just straight out offer eBay negotiated discount rates. If you're charging for shipping, the buyer's only going to pay what you get. They're going to get that negotiated rate. Or you can check the box that says, I don't want to offer carrier specific discounts. I want to keep all of the difference for myself. You get those three choices.
Okay, but it's really important also to keep in mind that whatever you select is applied to all listings and that you cannot specify different discounts for different services. The domestic discount rate applies to shipments to Alaska, Hawaii, U.S. protectorates, and APO or FPO addresses too.
Yeah, you can't get real specific. Thanks for reminding me about that.
Yeah.
And as I said, we'll put the links to all of these relevant pages in the episode 115 transcript at ebay.com/podcast. You just look for episode 115. Our next question, Rebecca, was left on our voice line at 888-723-4630. And let's listen.
This is Roman. My user ID is Vangeli Entertainment, V-A-N-G-E-L-I-E-N-T. I sell toys and collectibles, and I have one question. In previous situations, I did use different selling platforms, and I was not able to link my YouTube link in the bio, which actually a lot of my customers would watch a lot of my content because I would actually do toy hunts when I actually go out and find the toys. So I didn't want to make the mistake on eBay. Am I allowed to actually use my YouTube link into my eBay sales and try to have new viewers, new customers check out my actual content on YouTube to see where their products are coming from? I did have one other thing I'd like to discuss about the eBay podcast. Growing my sales a lot, if you look at my channel, in the past 2 weeks by nearly 30%. And the way I did that was literally just by listening to this podcast. Thanks.
Well, thanks for that question, Roman. First, we are both glad to hear that the podcast has helped you boost your sales, right, Rebecca?
That's the best recommendation we could ever hope for.
Absolutely. Roman, you can put a link to a YouTube video in your listing as long as the video is about and only about the single item that you're selling in that listing. And lots of sellers do this to give buyers a better idea of the item they're selling. For example, a seller of a car might want to show how the engine is running or how it drives. And I've actually done this. The seller of, say, a music box may want to show the box in action. Maybe it's a little ballerina that looks like Griff turning around and round. However, you wouldn't be allowed to put a link to a video that was about your business in general or about how you source, even if it does include the product for sale. So it's real specific.
Bottom line, Griff, is that we don't allow sellers to use their listing pages to drive traffic off of eBay.
Correct. And that's a great way of putting it.
So, Roman, you can put a link to a YouTube video, but as Griff points out, be really careful because the video can only be about the item that you're selling and nothing more. If the video or the audio of the video alludes to checking out your other videos, checking out your websites, or anything else off of eBay, the listing could be pulled and your account may be sanctioned. We don't want that to happen.
No, we don't want that to happen to you or anyone. But we are glad you sent in the question. And again, glad to hear the podcast is helping your business. Now, Rebecca, there's one other topic I want to talk about this week.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this one. That's item specifics, right?
Yes, it is. It's about item specifics. Now, there's a discussion that took place on a social media page regarding item specifics, and there was some alarming misinformation and misassumptions posted in that thread about what is required and what is recommended. And I thought we should clear these up on the podcast.
Ooh, okay. Bring it on.
No, not to worry. I'll be gentle. But it's important to understand what each of these points means. So I'm going to go over them. Feel free to fill in, Rebecca. Required item specifics are exactly what they mean. They're required. You got to fill them in or you won't be able to list the item. Recommended item specifics are different. They're recommended, which means that you don't have to fill them in. And in fact, you shouldn't fill them in unless they absolutely apply to your item. And I know a lot of sellers are filling them in even when they don't apply because they're in this great hunt to fill in the blue dot or the blue circle. Ignore the blue dot or the blue circle. Focus in on only using the recommended specifics that absolutely apply to your listing. Now, don't use NA or any other text for any recommended specifics. Either select them if they apply or don't. And again, don't, I find sellers were talking about this. Do not select or check any recommended item specifics that aren't relevant to your item. Just leave them blank, please. There's a lot of misunderstanding, Rebecca, about the deadlines that we put up for required. We see these will be required specifics as of February, like 21st, for example. And a lot of people are freaking out saying, oh my God, my listings are all going to be ended. No. What happens if your listing goes past that deadline and you haven't added the required specifics is nothing until you try to edit or revise or relist that listing, at which point it will be blocked. If you have listings that say required item specifics, these are going to be required. Yes, when you have time and you can do so, correct them, fill them in now with the required item specific information. But if you miss the deadline, don't worry about it. You can always do it after the deadline.
Absolutely.
I hope that clears up what required and recommended means when we talk about item specifics, and especially what you should and, more importantly, should not do when it comes to item specifics. Now, Rebecca, do you have anything to add?
Yes, there's a couple of clarifications I'd like to add. First of all, I know that, you know, looking at that blue circle, we want to try and get it to close, right? I feel that way about my listings. But that's not really the goal here. The goal here is that the circle tells you that you can add more, and it's an encouragement. But it's not that eBay is asking you to complete the circle, and your items will still show up very well, even if the circle isn't fully closed. The other thing that I wanted to add is, why are item specifics important? Why don't we just rely on the title of the listing and rely on buyers to use search? Well, it turns out that while search is really important, item specifics helps to categorize your items so that when buyers are navigating through that left-hand menu where you can open and collapse options and click to get more specific, that your items are more likely to show up there. And so it's really important to help get more visibility on each of your listings to manage your item specifics and make them accurate, but not show up where they don't really apply.
Exactly. That's very good. Well, I sure hope that we have both managed to clear this up.
I think it probably did, but I know we're talking about item specifics in lots of different places because we do want to make sure that sellers understand. And to that end, if anybody out there has a question about item specifics or anything else that you would like answered on our podcast, please call us at 888-723-4630.
That's 888-723-4630. It's a voice line. Leave your information, your question or comment, and we will put it on the show. And if you're not a call on the phone person, you can always email your question to us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
But we do love it when you guys call in. It's so nice to hear a seller's voice.
Yeah, I do. I prefer the voice. And now it's time for your weekly / daily podcast to-do list.
Number one, check the announcement board for up-to-date seller news.
And B, it's your last chance, so go vote. And if you're listening to this podcast after November 3rd, thank you for doing your civic duty.
And C, check out the transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard and to see the links that we referenced in this episode.
Oh, and one more reminder. We're going to start this as a new one, Rebecca. We'll include it on the first of every month. Make sure you go into Seller Hub and download your orders report for the previous month.
Right. Just go to Seller Hub, then the orders page, select last month as your look back, and then download report. That report has absolutely every single bit of information about your sales on eBay that you could ever need.
Yeah, I use those reports as the sole source now for all my business bookkeeping. Now, on our next episode, we'll welcome Stuart Reichenbach and Nate Hayward back to the podcast with more shipping updates. And we'll also welcome back eBay sellers Sarge and Red.
We'd like to thank again our guests for this week, eBay customer marketing strategist Jen Deal and eBay seller Lynn Dralley, the queen of auctions.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.